This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, Dr. Everett Group was in special operations in the Army. His dad was a famous chemist. He's a really informed political guy. So we're going to talk some about election 2016. What do you think of Donald Trump? Hillary Clinton, all of it coming up in the next segment. Then we're going to open the phones up for your herbal questions, your nutrition questions. He's not just a herbologist and a naturopath and a chiropractor. The guy's got like, I think it's 13, 14 different degrees. He's one of the top organic formulators in the country. That's why the herbal snobs love our stuff and give us such great reviews because, I mean, I went out and got the best people. I mean, I've been in Hollywood people's houses and seen his products 13, 14 years ago and didn't even know who he was and asked people, what is this? You know, what is oxy powder? What is, anyways, I'm not digressing off into that. We're going to get into politics with him, Hillary Clinton, some of the big victories we're having and more. To show you how smart Larry Nichols is, nobody was saying this until today, that Larry Nichols, former top Clinton insider, was on a few days ago, and he said Trump could be for real. Trump could be a shill for Obama. Because if you look, he's not really defending her, and he says they're at war because Hillary's kind of controlled him at first, and now Obama may want to stay in or may want to keep his people in government, even though he's going to leave, and the Clintons will put other folks in the bureaucracy than the Obama people. The appointees, they can appoint new people. And so they're double-crossing each other. It's now in the Washington Times why Obama is torpedoing Hillary Clinton. Because I'm not Machiavellian. I don't believe end justifies the means. But I can get in their shoes and look through their eyes and see what's going on. And we're just at such a critical juncture right now. The whole future of our planet is always being decided now, but I mean now more than ever. We're in a critical sector. But we mention this because they're now fining people and arresting people that throw away their light bulbs or don't use the right light bulbs or caught shelling old toilets with the wrong light bulbs. And they're fining people or whatever that, you know, try to build bigger houses or put a fence around their house. This is global. It's in 21. Now inside New York City's infamous 100-square-foot apartments, they're now moving down from 250 down to 100. And that way they can tax you more. You don't save money doing this. Sure, it's less than a big apartment at first. Then over time, they phase it out. This is social engineering. Let's go to the Audi Green Police ad from a few years ago, which they admitted was social conditioning to prepare you for this. And now, this was 5-6 years ago. Now it's happening. Here it is.
Okay, so 3708, okay. Paper plastic.
Plastic.
That's the magic word. What? Green police. You picked the wrong day to mess with the ecosystem, plastic boy.
Battery!
Battery.
Let's go, take the house, come on! Put the rind down. Sure, that's a compost inversion.
All these bulbs?
Yeah. Tragedy strikes tonight where a man has just been arrested for possession of an incandescent light bulb.
What do you guys think about plastic bottles now?
The water setting is at 105. Yeah.
You got a TDI here?
Clean diesel.
You're good to go, sir.
That are eco checks, but he's driving an Audi, so he's okay.
Good afternoon, officers. Those styrofoam cups you're drinking from?
Yeah.
Can we please step out of the car and put them on the hood?
And it's all about social envy, showing rich people being SWAT teamed, and then cops getting in trouble, too. It's all leftist perspective. And I said it was propaganda when it aired. Months later, they bragged in the San Francisco Chronicle that this is what they're going to do to us. This is real. They're not playing games. They're totalitarians. They seize power. They kill children and sell their organs. They are devils.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, expose themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, my good friend, Dr. Edward Grip, is visiting us up here in Austin, Texas from Houston. We're going to cover the waterfront in this hour. We're going to open the phones up starting in the next segment for your questions on the latest health news, on nutrition, on detoxing with Dr. Edward Grube. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Then Tosh Plumley is going to be joining us coming up in the third hour, the famous CIA contractor that just retired 2 years ago, who blew Benghazi wide open 2 years ago on this broadcast. He's got new information and a challenge towards Hillary Clinton. We could be seeing the end of Hillary, as I said Sunday. I gave about an 85-90% chance that she's going to have to get out of the race. Now you've got mainline Democrats coming out saying that. And the Washington Times has an excellent article up on Infowars.com, why Obama is torpedoing Hillary Clinton. So that's all coming up as well. Now, speaking of torpedoing, the economy from China to Europe is clearly in free fall. And you've got the Pope coming to speak the 24th of September. You've got CERN firing up to do some of its most dangerous experiments ever, the superconducting supercollider or mega cyclotron that's in multiple states of France and Switzerland. It's so big. And even mainline scientists say it could create a black hole that starts sucking matter in and sucks the planet in. It could create a strange lip that sinks to the center of the planet and implodes it. It could do all this, but the probability is low. Well, maybe that's true. But mathematicians, respected ones, physicists, they've warned of it. You tie all this together, it just shows the hubris. Just like when they wanted to see if high-powered hydrogen bombs detonated in the upper atmosphere would destroy the atmosphere or ignite the atmosphere. And they thought it might happen, so they went ahead and did it. That's covered in the documentary I talk a lot about, just because it's well done, was William Shatner, Trinity and Beyond, on Discovery Channel. It came out like, you know, 1999 or whatever. It just shows, like, genetic engineering, any of it. The whole world's a giant experiment now. And used to, they'd, you know, put moms on some drug to calm them down, and it would have, you know, they'd have babies with no arms and legs. But that's just babies with no arms and legs. That's bad. That's a problem. Now we're doing experiments with the whole planet that could end the world as we know it. So I want to get Dr. Grip's take on that, the election, and more. But he came in here and raised this point. He goes, everybody's bringing up the middle to late part of September. And there's an article on Infowars.com, the big list of 33 things that are going to happen September 2015. And September 2015 going to be the month that changes history. You've got economic alignments, top analysts saying implosion, acceleration, moving tanks and weapons in against the Russians, kicking off in September. You've got ISIS launching larger offensives. You've got North Korea suddenly firing across the day at the south. North and South Korea exchanging artillery fire. And mines have been killing South Korean soldiers. Major escalations there. I'm not saying anything's going to happen big in September, but I remember actually a couple years ago hearing the last blood moon comes in the middle of September, and then all hell breaks loose. And Jewish mysticism, and I'm like, okay, I'm not poo-pooing all that. I'm not disrespecting it, but come on. And I didn't, you know, believe it. And I'm not saying it's going to happen now, but you go over all the things happening. The elites believe in this. Like the Romans used to go to war when Mars was in a certain aspect of vengeance or whatever, when they thought the stars were ready. And the elites today, most presidents, prime ministers, they operate on astrology and all this. So they believe in it. Whether you and I believe in it or not, it's going on. And now it's all coming to a head in the real world. It's just weird that, like, 2 years ago, talk about the blood moons in September of 2015. Talk about the last blood moon. Talk about the... I'm just like, okay, go take your Thorazine. And then now it just looks really weird. And in the last 6 months, last year, everybody I talked to does have this sense of this ominous or this portend, this feeling of unease, of the edge of your seat, of excitement, building and building and building and building. And now I've gone past the dread point to almost like the hair on fire exhilaration of the changes, good and bad, is rising at the same time, a key point in human history, and the elites know it. They're accelerating everything. So, Dr. Grip, I was spoken for 4 minutes prefacing this. What do you think's going on? What do you want to add to the mix here?
I don't really know exactly what's going on, but I've been getting a lot of emails lately with people that are on YouTube that are putting all these pieces together. You have financial collapse situation. You have the Pope coming in to meet in September. You have Jade Helm ending in September. What I'm concerned about is, or the research that I've looked at from all these sources that give you information and give me information, is the CERN Switzerland project, which is a 17-mile circle that's buried 300 feet under the ground, which is a large hadron collider. And the research that they've been doing on that is basically to create a portal. And they're going to be firing that thing up in September. I was just
They admit shocked. They want to break into other dimensions.
But I'm like, this is like, you know, you hear about the end of the world, Y2K, and this here. But the information that I've been getting and looking at because I always keep an open mind to everything and try to evaluate everything. But I'm telling you, from all the movies that have been coming out, Tomorrowland actually has a section in it on the trailer that says 923. The everything is the Lego is coming out with a dimensional portal set later in September. The reactor is going to be fired up in September. They don't even know. It's like creating the God particle. We're like trying to play God now.
That's what they call it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what they're doing is they're colliding particles at faster than the speed of light to create a big bang. They're trying to figure out, go back in time and say what happened with the universe.
Well, we just put a mainline news article up where they admit that they've already done small tests. Now they're doing the big one with more power. They admit, oh, we've already created antimatter. How wonderful. Well, if there's a chain reaction, bye-bye. And of course, when you see like the last Star Trek movie before the last one, two Star Treks back, they admitted that they actually got that from the scientist of what a black hole forming on the Earth would look like, or a strangelet where the whole planet gets attacked and by a mining ship that basically does the same thing CERN does, and it crushes the planet. That's what it would actually look like if they do this. And we're not saying this is going to happen. The point is they're doing tests where they admit it could destroy the planet.
1 gram of antimatter, which is what they're trying to create, is the equivalent of 4 atomic bombs. I mean, it's absurd to think that we would even be trying to carry on an experiment like that. And every one of the scientists said there could be dangers involved with it. But we don't know what's going to happen until we fire it up.
Well, I don't know if Atlantis really happened, but this is really happening.
This is really happening, and it's not in the news, and it's, again, it's just one of those things. It seems like everything that you look at, Yom Kippur is happening in September. When you look at all the different things that are revolving around September, I cannot remember a time that so many things point to September. And again, I mean, we're not fear-mongering and saying something's going to happen in September, but there is a lot of things.
Everybody else is saying it. This is where I'm actually on the tail end of this. We're not the progenitors of this.
Exactly.
People are freaking out about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you look, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Right. And
just the economic front.
Just the economic front. Look at the, you know, the controversy right now with what happened with the explosion in China. I mean, you know, that's a whole nother subject with the economic collapse that's happening. Who knows what's going to happen? But the main thing with me is let's try to protect the population as much as possible. Let's try to help as many people as we can. Get prepared. You know, it's always good to have a warning, not to create fear and stress and bring your immune system down, but at least know that, hey, if something happens, I have what I need to survive, or I have, you know, an area that I can go that I can get clean.
Well, sure. And by exposing this, being concerned, we don't have nuclear war in the Cuban Missile Crisis. We don't have a war with Russia. We don't have ISIS break out into more countries. By talking about the problems, we force it out in the open so that a solution can be carried out. Like it'll cost $2-3 billion to harden all of the U.S. Electrical systems. So if there's a Carrington event or an EMP, we're not back in the Stone Age. The Pentagon and Congress admit 90% of America would die within 1 year if a Carrington event blew out a lot of the power.
Right.
It took us this long to build this infrastructure. We're very precarious, just in time delivery. There's just a little example of real insurance we should have.
They actually did studies. It's not funny, but they did studies on what would happen in the case of an EMP. And you basically, everybody's not going to understand what happened, the majority of people out there. If you see cars all of a sudden dead on the road, you better just start getting outside of a big city as fast as you can. Because after 24 hours, the food starts to spoil. People still don't know what's going on. But you have about 72 hours. After that,
all hell breaks loose.
All hell breaks loose because there's no food. There's no water.
And in every study, unless they're talking about Japanese, it's just a fact, people then start burning everything down. And then within 10 days, almost anyone will murder others. Within 15 days, almost universal cannibalism.
You also have the crossing now, and this is actually NASA documents that say that there's meteors that are going to be crossing in September too.
Well, we're already entering a bunch of them. That's why there's so many big showers.
Right. That's right. And it's funny. It's not funny, but about 6 years ago, I was contacted by what was supposedly a top secret organization that was put together by the government to try to find the best method to deter a meteor shower.
By the way, that project's now admitted.
That's right. But you know, I'll tell you about what happened with that project after the break.
Well, I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but the point is, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. We'll be right back. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Your questions for Dr. Gru. And it can be on anything, but mainly health stuff. 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Okay, open your mouth and say ah.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAhNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
It's Alex Jones here with Dr. Gru. This is a short segment. I'll go to your calls at the start of the next segment. Jeff, Brad, Adam, Andrew, Thomas, and many others that are calling in. Up on Infowars.com, Trump's immigration policy, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Very important article, very important video. We just aired it in the last hour. Be sure and get that out to everybody so they can understand what's really happening there. Another headline might be the 14th Amendment does not allow anchor babies. In fact, it outlaws them, and we have the proof. So really, you can say that about the report. Proof that the 14th Amendment outlaws anchor babies. They're using it as the way to legitimize it. Innocent couple investigated for child abuse after social worker makes bogus CPS call. MLK's niece slams Black Lives Matter protesters on this show yesterday. Watson's written an article about it. D's Nuts, that's not a joke, more popular than some of the major candidates like Huckabee, Walker, and others. 9-year-old girl shot dead in Ferguson. No riots, no protest, because it was black on black. And then the cops nearby in St. Louis, in the same state, raid a house. The guy pulls a gun, reportedly shoots him. Now there's more riots and burning. I mean, it just shows what the White House and George Soros are able to do. Another important report by John Bowne, if we move the camera over a little bit for TV viewers, the truth about ISIS. Here's how they screw you over at the gas pump. Another great report showing you how, some of the scams that are out there. And more Donald Trump still rising in the polls. So in this short segment, let's cover the waterfront here. What do you think of Hillary? I smell her political blood in the air. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of a witch going down. I think this probably is it. She may last 6 months. She may get pardoned, but I think her political career is over. What do you think? I want to get your take, though we disagree on that. What do you think about, have you seen the new video of the little baby that's alive, fighting for its life, and then being dissected? That's on Infowars.com. What do you think of this whole Planned Parenthood situation?
Well, I agree. I think Hillary's on her way out. It just amazes me that she has, well, I know the numbers are, you know, skewed anyway, but it amazes me that she supposedly has 38% of the presidential race poll. I mean, I don't see how that could possibly be. It doesn't take but maybe 10 minutes of research online to learn about the past of that scenario. As far as Planned Parenthood, I think that's sick. I mean, that video is, you know, atrocious. That goes back to the Bill Gates family with the connections to Planned Parenthood that ties into the population control agenda. And for them to be able to sell fetuses and take video of a fetus coming out with the heart still beating and dissecting, I mean.
Well, I said I'd play it again, and I cannot bring myself. It's like when you jump off a 100-foot bridge and you're scared. It's worse than that. I cannot bring myself to order them to play it, because if I play it, I'm going to watch it again, and I only watched part of it, and literally had so much acid produced that I started vomiting last night.
It's
and I mean, I never do that. I've seen people dead on the side of the highway and didn't get sick. But it's just, it's the realization that they're doing it, they're getting away with it, none of us are safe. I mean, it's the realization that we're dealing with literal demons.
I was just up in Canada, and I was at a little statue thing over there, and there was a group of autistic children that were there playing, and it was, you know, it's sad to watch these 20 children that they just really don't even know where they are, and you know, it's
they were soft killed.
It's like the video. There's soft killing. You get so emotional about it.
It's like seeing troops have had their arms and legs blown off, but it wasn't done by a foreign enemy to a man. You realize this is the globalist. This is their little gift to us.
Right, and the damage is done. I mean, think of the parents that have to go through this.
And the fact that they can cover it up.
Right, the fact that they can just cover it up and say that the vaccines didn't cause the condition.
And soon it'll be 1 out of 3 within 10 years, the CDC admits. And it'll be, it's no big deal. Let's have a race to raise money for their diapers. No one wants to find out why it's happening. We're being murdered. We're living in a science fiction movie, brother.
Yeah, the slow death is even worse. I mean, it's just so hard to see these children suffer and the moms and all the psychiatric medications that they're feeding them and the vaccines and the genetically modified foods and all the chemicals in the air and the water. I mean, it's a slow attack, a manipulation from the time. Well, even we've been suppressing births. I mean, that's why it's so hard for people to even get pregnant these days.
In the West.
In the West. I mean,
chemicals.
All the chemicals. So, and we haven't even seen what's going to happen 7 generations, 2 or 3 or 4 generations down the road, where it's supposed to be even worse.
We're going to come back. I'm going to briefly ask you about North Korea, because I know in your military service, you were in a lot of secret operations there when things were heating up as well. We've had North and South Korea exchanging artillery fire and gunfire and people getting killed by landmines the last 2 days. South Korea fired tens of artillery rounds towards North Korea on Thursday after North Korea launched shells to protest.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Squad of protest.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every time that I look in the mirror,
memories, our genetics would be passed on in the great stream of the story that is humanity. And now under globalist social engineering and genetic engineering, we are seeing the destruction of our very DNA. We are seeing the very destruction of not just our species, but the heart of the ecosystems of this planet. We are seeing a genetic vandalism, splicing plants with animals, insects with animals. It is over-the-top evil, and then the very groups that are pushing all this stand up on their high horses and say, world government, carbon taxes on all human activity, 100-square-foot apartments now, no single-family dwellings, families are bad, no boys and girls. I mean, they're ending the species. Chemicals in the water to lower fertility. Writing books about it. The White House science czar. And then the public just can't believe the horror and has been stunned and mesmerized by television. But I do see humanity trying to shake themselves out of it. Adan Salazar came up to me during the break. He wrote the article that went viral. Horror, intact fetus moves arms, legs outside womb, and latest Planned Parenthood video. They had it up on screen in there, and they put it out on Facebook with a GIF that shows the baby struggling. And I was in there just trying to not look at it. And Adan said, you know, I got nauseous and basically threw up yesterday as well. And he said, I just suddenly felt sick 30 minutes later. It like hits your subconscious. In fact, I can't look at it anymore. Put it down. And I understand why folks don't want to look at this. And I know why you get mad at me putting it out, but it needs to be there and at least looked at one time. And people that are for this need to see it as well. I mean, if I see a little baby bird struggling and dying, and I know it's got mites all over it and fire ants all over it, I'll step on its head. And one time I had a girlfriend in high school, and it was a bird dying at the park with fire ants on it, and I said, oh, that bird's in pain, I'm going to kill it. And she's like, she got mad at me after I stepped on its head, and I said, baby, I care about that bird. It's dead already. Look, the fire ants had basically eaten its eyes out. It's in hell. I killed it for a good reason. It's like, you know, she kept getting mad. It was the emotion. I said, you know how they shoot horses that break their legs because you can't really fix those because the horse won't stay in a cast? I said, it's the same thing. They don't shoot the horses because they don't care about them. Well, if you can't look at this baby, folks, you shouldn't be able to look yourself in the eye ever again. I've looked at it. It's torn me up. You need to look at it. And other people need to look at it. So they're going to put the article back out with some updates and this GIF that's gone viral for folks to share. We're going to leave the original article up with the headline group. And I want you to help me come up with a headline. What is it? Baby fights for its life after being aborted? Or baby fights for its life before having organs harvested? And then we explain out of a science fiction nightmare movie beyond anything we could ever imagine, the fully developed child struggles and fights for its life with heart beating on a stainless steel table. I mean, this is the reality. It's what they don't want you to see it. They got 3D ultrasound banned by non-medical doctors because clinics were doing it because people wanted photos of their kids. But people were stopping who were pregnant, who were going to get an abortion, and seeing it was a human and weren't wanting to do it. This is a classic example of them trying to keep us in the dark. What headline should we run with and repost this?
I like the ones that you came up with. I mean, really help stop the slaughtering and sale of living fetuses, black market. I mean, something like that. I don't know, but it's...
I mean, that's it. Baby fights for its life at organ harvesting facility.
Yeah, that's true. Every one of those headlines is true. I mean, it's... Oh, my gosh, it's...
I'll tell another really gross story. One time with my uncle, who died last year, lived out in Fredericksburg, and we were driving down the road next to his little ranch, and we saw a deer for a few days that had been tied up, had run and jumped and got caught in a cattle fence, and they'll struggle and get wound up. Mm-hmm. And it was next to dead, eyes had been gobbled out by birds, but it was still alive. And I pulled out an AK-47 and shot it and then pulled it out of the fence. And I didn't enjoy killing the deer, I mean, but it did at a genetic level. Felt good to put it out of its pain. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you know, the suffering, that's what we were talking about earlier. The long-term suffering, and I see this with cancer patients year after year, they're suffering and suffering. Diabetes, they suffer, then they lose their leg because of ulcers. Arthritis, they can't walk. I mean, we have a society right now that treats degenerative disease. So people suffer. How many people do you know over the age of 40 that don't have some condition they suffer from? Whether it's obesity, whether it's a joint pain, headaches, cancer, diabetes, heart disease. on multiple metaphors.
All going up.
You know, it's a long-term suffering. That's exactly what's happening in America today.
It's a soft kill, and I tend to start telling stories or analogies and never finishing them. That's how my brain works. But these are children that didn't need to be suffering and be tortured. I was just using the example of the empathy I have when I see an animal struggling and hating seeing it, so I put it out of its misery. Well, I didn't make the deer jump in the fence, or I didn't make the baby bird have fire ants go up in the tree and get it, and you know, it falls out of the tree. With this, you can't deal with it because it's being done by these ghouls who want to keep people in the dark, but I do think it's the helplessness and the struggling of the little baby, and you realize what bullies these people are. What lying bullies, and you want to protect that child, and not because I'm Mr. Goody Two-Shoes or Knight in Shining Armor. It's at a genetic level, seeing the young of our species being pissed on, excuse my French, being devalued, being debased, being executed, being tortured, and I didn't do anything, and watching all these people that call themselves liberals smack their lips and tell me how they're moral and high and mighty when I know secretly, they're a bunch of Heil Hitler Nazis. Go ahead.
Well, you know, that's why we're trying to get out the good solutions to stop this abuse and to stop this attack and let people know that you do have the ability to heal yourself. You do have the ability to reactivate your own self-healing mechanism. You don't have to suffer anymore. We can put a stop to all this if people stand up, and people already are standing up. People are becoming more educated, looking at the positive side of things. People are taking advantage of the technology that's out there to improve their own health. They are waking up and realizing that they're going down the stairs of health one step at a time, and they can turn themselves around. They can get results and start seeing results in their body.
Exactly. We're not just about telling you the bad so you're aware of it. That's important. But about taking action. I want to go to phone calls, but briefly. South Korea, this is one of the biggest blow-ups they've ever had since the demilitarized zone was set up. You were in Army Special Operations. You said most of the actual adventure you had and action you had from being a lot of places in Europe and other places was in Korea there on the demilitarized zone. What's your take on the latest developments?
Well, I was sent over there for the 1988 Olympics because North Korea was banned from the Olympics that year. And I can tell you the North Koreans back then used a lot of psychological warfare. They had a whole city set up right there on the border, on the DMZ, and they would play Blair music.
They're doing that again.
Sounds all night long to try to use psychological warfare on us. We, our unit never was involved in any firefights, but the South Korean unit that was special operations was ahead of us on the border, and they were involved in firefights practically every night. We were there to back them up in case something happened. So, you know, there's always been tension between North and South Korea. It doesn't surprise me that it's finally escalating as we're starting to see different things escalate all over the world right now, especially with military powers. So we'll see what happens with that.
It just seems like hell's breaking loose everywhere.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
We're going to go to your phone calls. Thank you for holding. Jeff in Tennessee, thank you for calling in today. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, Dr. Group, great talk to you guys. Just had a couple of questions on nutrition. I've actually got a thought on Trump, but I'm more interested in nutrition. You know, with the economy and everything as great as it is, my pay's been cut. I don't have as much money to buy supplements that I used to have. Just a couple of things that I'm doing. I'm 37 years old. Drink apple cider vinegar, a couple of tablespoons mixed in a quart of water. Been taking the Brain Force, which the only thing I can say about Brain Force that I can really tell it does is when the stress is on, mentally I'm very steady. I can definitely tell it keeps my mind very focused and very steady.
Well, exactly. We put it out not to make you jittery. We put it out with stuff that's really just components of the brain. And Dr. Group didn't formulate this, but he was just talking with me off air about what a good formula it is. We went to one of the biggest top manufacturers and said, we want to put out your dream product because other companies don't want to put something out expensive. That is for the producer. I mean, this really has expensive ingredients in it for a low price comparatively. But that's why there's not even more caplets in there, because it is so expensive for us. So much of the cost really is the cost of the products. Why do you think BrainForce creates that steadying focus? That's one reason I've been still upset and yelling a lot, but people said, why is he so calm? Why is he so more focused a lot of the time? And it is the BrainForce.
Well, I'll tell you the reason why most people need brain supplements is because of the heavy metals and the aluminum and the geoengineering that's going on, obviously. They also need vitamin D, which is very important. So I don't know if you're on that, but I would definitely recommend the winter sun. What's happening with all this geoengineering and the chemtrails is it's designed to block the UVB rays, and so your own body can create vitamin D. So from what you've said so far, Jeff, you're doing really good on a limited budget, taking the things that you need. Ultimately, you know, with drinking extra water, believe it or not, actually, stress is one of the things that causes a lot of health problems to exacerbate.
So much as breathing, that's free.
Meditation is free.
Exercising, but, I mean, we don't sell it. We promote brag. You believe it's the best, I do too. Apple cider vinegar just daily is the game changer.
Well, you know, everything's going towards gut health, and that's why the Oxy powder is so effective. It helps heal the gut. Probiotics are the new thing that everybody needs to be talking about, because everything really starts in the gut and the liver, and also making sure that your liver is clean. You have the Liver Shield here, which is an incredible product that people can take to clean the liver every now and then, let the liver function again, because the liver is what really handles all the chemicals and the toxins and detoxifies them from your system. So if you heal the gut, heal the liver, reduce your stress, you're making serious strides to perfect health. And that's why people are, you know, drinking, you can drink kombucha tea, you know, the fermented foods, you know, getting those good probiotics.
It's just a lifestyle change. Don't eat processed foods. Don't eat GMO. Drink a lot of water. Get more exercise. And again, I'm not Mr. Beach Boy, but compared in the photos we put out to myself 10 years ago and now, I mean, I've lost 60-plus pounds of fat. And, I mean, when I'm in a bathing suit, people can really see it. Maybe we can dig up the photos. I didn't plan to plug this stuff, but, I mean, it's a massive difference. Anything else, Jeff?
Well, I was also going to say that I take the Tangy Tangerine. I can definitely tell that that's a really good product. The vitamin D, you think that's a pretty good, that would be something good to add to what, you know, those things that I'm doing?
Well, what I've read from chemists and medical doctors and everybody is vitamin D really is a building block of everything, isn't it, Group?
Vitamin D and iodine are pretty much the building blocks that we've seen. Also, people are deficient in B as well. That's why we have the secret 12. But I take vitamin B, I take the vitamin D, and I take the iodine on either a daily or every other day, at least a few times a week. Those are essential that you're going to need to function, that there's receptor sites for every cell in the body. And I think that it's about uncovering the agenda too. And when you see and you look up and you look at, okay, why are they doing geoengineering? Or why are they taking iodine?
Thank you, caller. Thank you, Jeff.
Then you realize that it's a combination of things. Why are they putting all the phthalates and all the BPA and all the plastic?
By the way, you go and look at what they're doing to public school children in the 6th and 7th grade when they know they're not questioning. 5th, 6th, 7th. It was probably 10 years ago. We've dug it back up before. If anybody's got it, resend it to us. It was on the Prison Planet forums, how I found out about it. And then the listener mailed me the textbook. So it's somewhere around this giant office area and back there in storage. The mainline national, one of the most popular science textbooks used for sixth graders in the United States. This was sent to us from Kansas City, a KCXL listener, still on that fine affiliate. And I'll never forget, I mean, I covered it for weeks. It was in there telling the kids, yes, we added to the jet fuel, barium salts and dioxide, to block the UV rays. It's going to give you cancer, and it's to stop global warming, and it's a project. So the textbook, government approved, admits it, then they tell us it doesn't exist, but we can go out and find the government funding for the program. I mean, there's just so much incredible secret stuff going on, is what I'm getting at, and then they'll sit right there. I remember Time Magazine for Kids, again, about 12 years ago, a listener mailed in. It was Time Magazine for Kids, and it said, your parents are from a bygone age. They don't know what they're doing. You're smart. You're going to take chips under the skin. You understand. And it was written like satire to an adult, that it was just naked propaganda. But that's targeting a sixth grader. Again, like, you're rebelling against your parents. You're going to get a chip. Knowing that when they're then 20, And then the chip comes out, which is now happening. They'll be subconsciously, subliminally at that point, when something's that old, it's subliminal, conditioned to accept taking the microchip. That's how cold-blooded. I mean, it's so systematic, Dr. Group.
That's why they come out with all the movies, too, and all the cartoons and everything else that could just start at an early age to, you know, condition the minds. I mean, but on the positive note of that, that's why you figure out, okay, what's going on with geoengineering? I look at it as, how is that affecting everybody's health? Okay, it's blocking the UVB rays. It's going to suppress vitamin D production. Every cell needs vitamin D. That must mean that there's an agenda to block vitamin D, and that's exactly what's going on, because you can even trace that agenda back to the creation of sunscreen.
I meant to cover this for 2 weeks. I forget what they're called, but I was on the elliptical 2 weeks ago in Europe, and I thought I was looking at a science fiction movie. It looked bizarre, of these lakes in California where they put like 6 million plastic spheres in it, and it reduces something like 300% the amount of evaporation. That's an example of a mass geoengineering program. And maybe during the break we can show some footage of that. But that's what these globalists are into. They're terraforming the planet right now, but to some new weird, freaky design, with aluminum in the soil that plants can't grow in. I mean, it is just crazy that all of this is happening and that all of this is unfolding. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Dr. Grip's my guest. More calls straight ahead.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Way up north,
to the last, way up north. Dr. Grip is an amazing individual, good friend of mine. We hang out, my wife and he and family, whenever he comes to town, his wife. And he gets me so excited, the topics he brings up, that I constantly interrupt. It's very rude. I apologize for it. I've gotten better overall, but we get into science discussions, I start hyperventilating. We're going to hold him 15 minutes to the next hour and then get Tosh Plumlee on with his breaking news on Benghazi so that he has time to take your calls. Because I'm always trying to get him in on topics. He goes, yeah, I want to come into Austin, but I want to talk to your listeners, you know, about their questions. So we're going to go to your phone calls. But on the shade ball issue, they're putting 300 million. They're saying that these can save 300 million gallons of water annually at one Los Angeles reservoir alone. And they're putting millions of the shade balls into the lake. And when we show this video, I'm sure you've all seen it already. It's been out for weeks. The entire lake is covered with the black balls. And I just wonder what type of VOCs, what type of bisphenols it's putting in the water. Now, it's supposed to stop this algae that is linked to cancer. Okay, great. But this is an example of geoengineering. When you talk about chemtrails, the layman parochial term, there is a giant quasi-secret program going on that the Arabs, like in Dubai, admits going on. So just like harvesting babies' organs is being kept secret, you need to understand, folks, it's only quasi-secret. It's only secret enough on the surface to have you not investigate it. The Department of Energy admits they spend $5 billion a year in geoengineering testing. That's in close quotes, because under U.S. Code Title 30, Chapter 32, Section 1528, Paragraph B, any testing is legal as long as it's for research, including lethal. That's key. Go read it for yourself. U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, and the other subsections I mentioned. It says it's all illegal unless for research purposes. So what we know about is so fantastical it makes my head spin. Dr. Group, we're going to go to break, come back and take calls. But what else do you think is going on we don't know about if what we already know is beyond science fiction?
Well, there's one thing that I know, and that's to focus on the figuring out the solutions for each individual thing. And, you know that you have bad air that you're breathing, so there's solutions to cleaning up the air quality by putting live plants in your home, increasing the oxygen, getting a good air purification system. We know the water's bad, so we can just make sure that we drink clean water with organic apple cider vinegar added to get the nutrients and the probiotics and the enzymes. We know we can take a vitamin D supplement to combat the geoengineering scenario with the UVB rays, and that's going to protect all of our cells. We know that we can take iodine to combat and decalcify the pineal gland and get rid of all the fluoride and the chlorine and the bromine that is toxic and that they're exposing us to on a regular basis. We know we need to clean our intestines on a regular basis and put good probiotics in. So it's really about, yes, we are being bombarded. There are trails of these things going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper.
Could you imagine being able to have the top globalist master plan and admit they have these and actually see what the end game is? I mean, we already see a lot of it. A reduced population, robots, a new engineered planet with all these splice species. It sounds like something the devil would do.
I don't think anybody that is good would be doing this, that's for sure. I mean, there is a lot of negative and a lot of evil.
Also super dangerous.
It's extremely. I mean, what we're seeing is a sick and diseased planet, a sick and diseased universe, sick and diseased animals, sick and diseased humans. Everything is sick and diseased.
And they're not trying to stop entropy. They're trying to accelerate it.
That's right. I mean, but more and more people are figuring it out, and there are solutions to it. You have to learn how to live with it. You have to learn how to combat it. You have to learn how to prevent it from affecting you and your family.
I could write a science fiction book where aliens run the planet, and this is all like a big test to create the superhumans that are going to survive what comes out of this. The ultimate prison planet that would make the prison planet from Dune look like a heavenly place, Seleucus Secundus.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.